Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about a case called PPO Corporation and Subsidiaries versus Commissioner. It was decided in 2010 by the U.S. Tax Court, and it shows how the plain words of tax rules can decide the life of tricky assets. Here is what was going on. PPL is a big utility company. One of its subsidiaries provided street lighting. The street light assets included light fixtures, mounting hardware, poles, and wires. The IRS said these assets were either 20-year electric distribution property or 15-year land improvements. PPL disagreed. They said the streetlights did not fit either class. The tax court agreed. The court read the class descriptions exactly as written. The 20-year class covers assets used to distribute electricity for sale. Streetlights use electricity to light streets. They do not distribute it for sale. The 15-year class covers land improvements. The court said streetlight assets are not land improvements either. So, what happens when an asset fits no listed class? The answer is in the residual catch-all provision of the tax code. The court said the streetlights had to be placed there. They got a 7-year recovery period instead of 20 or 15 years. This matters because it gives a clear rule. When an asset does not match any class description, the 7-year catch-all applies, but only after an honest check of all possible classes. The court said the class descriptions must be followed exactly, no stretching or guessing. How does this show up in your study? PPL appears in the authority list when assets like site lighting are hard to classify. It supports two steps. First, match the asset to class descriptions by their actual words. Second, if nothing fits, use the 7-year residual. This makes the work more precise. The study must explain why each class does not apply, just like the court did. But PPL is not a free pass for all outdoor lighting. The taxpayer here was a utility lighting public streets. A hotel's parking lot lights are different. They are usually land improvements. Each lighting case must match its own class language. Also, do not confuse this with a different PPL windfall tax case from the same company. They are separate matters. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how these cases connect to your property, check the authority library in your report.